Proclamation number 6740 of 18th of January, 1957. Impact of false teachings. Combat. One misguided teaching can result in an endless number of misguided teachings or views if it is not corrected before it can exert its devastating effect. For a misguided teaching, no matter in which area, is always my adversary's work. He thereby wants to win people over and make them incapable of recognizing the truth. But what comes forth from the adversary can never have a good or non-harmful effect. This is the only reason why I always try to convey the truth to you, because a misguided teaching cannot be fought in any other way. Thus I will never use force against it, but make it possible for every person to recognize this misguided teaching and to displace it through truth. If you humans now know about its devastating effect, you will also understand why I instruct my bearers of light again and again to take action against everything which does not correspond to the truth. I can certainly be lenient with people who are completely without knowledge, who, in good faith that they are acting right, profess error because they believe it to be truth. But I also know who is capable of an examination, and if I now give him the opportunity to come to terms with the spiritual knowledge he was offered, if I supply him with truth and he can therefore oppose it to error, then he should also make use of this privilege. And then I can no longer be lenient towards him if he nevertheless holds on to error and does not accept the truth. For only the truth can bring him blessings for his soul. An erroneous teaching, on the other hand, cannot bring his soul ascent. But a person's degree of love for me will be assessed if he follows an erroneous teaching. But he nevertheless is to accept the truth, and if this does not happen in earthly life, then in the kingdom of the beyond, and depending on the degree of light in which he departs, he will be able to recognize error and truth there in a shorter or longer time. But only the truth can make him happy. But if the bearers of light succeed in already branding a misguided teaching on earth and rendering it harmless through pure truth, if they succeed in proving my adversary is the origin of a teaching, then an inconceivable amount will have been gained, because at the same time all effects of that teaching will also be recognized, and because the human being will now also recognize me in my nature ever more brightly, but which is veiled by misguided teachings or even results in a distorted image of me. For you must always bear in mind that my adversary wants to prevent you from recognizing me correctly in order to also prevent you from showing love towards me and striving towards me. Hence Roman 1, as the eternal truth myself, can only be distorted by error, and it requires a great measure of love to nevertheless hand oneself over to me and not take offense at error. But only very few people have this love, and therefore error is a great danger. After all, it drives people into the adversary's hands where love does not prevent his influence. People don't take truth seriously enough because the deep desire for it would quickly let them recognize where error has crept in. But thoughtlessly they mostly accept everything that is put in front of them as truth, or else they reject everything. Pure truth would prevail if people themselves aspired to it. Their indifference towards the truth, however, makes it possible for my adversary to intrude and spread misguided teachings, and that my adversary's intention is to work against me will be clear to everyone. Consequently, people must also recognize the danger of his activity in his works, and those who recognize error as error and are able and also instructed to oppose pure truth must not show tolerance towards it. For I only guide the truth down to earth in order to help people out of the darkness of night into the light of day. And whoever receives light should not turn his eye towards the darkness but carry his light into this darkness in order to chase it away. Amen.